Thanks, Kyle. Customer support. This is Sharnita. How may I help you?
Hi, it's Rosemary calling over at People's United Bank over on South Willow Street in Manchester, New Hampshire. How are you?
I'm fine. And who's this?
It's Rosemary at People's United Bank calling on behalf of a mutual customer, Kim Tummings Gordon, who you billed her for pills or something, and she doesn't want them.
May I have your zip code? The person's
zip
code?
03102.
03102. And what was the name?
Kim, K-I-M, is the first name. Just Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N.
Can you verify that address?
55 School Street, Manchester, New Hampshire, 03102.
Okay. I'm not seeing any pills on this account.
Well, was it pills? What was it exactly?
Day pills.
Well, do you have diet pills of some kind? Are you guys known as Top Tech Offering?
The account that I'm seeing for her right now is where she entered a contest to win a... She entered a contest on a date of June the 11th. And when she entered that contest, it told her in the term and conditions that she will be automatically enrolled in an app. It's an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carbs. That payment for $59.92 is the payment for that account.
Well, say that again.
That payment of $59.92 that I'm seeing on my account for under her name is for that app. So someone has her information. They used her information on June the 11th to do a survey to win a item. And when they entered to win that item, it told them in the term and condition that every information that they're put in that account will be transferred over to this account. And her email on here is kimtummings571@gmail.com, and that phone number is 860-796-1000.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So someone has your information.
Oh, she said somebody got my information.
Because your information is in our system, but your information is not, the information that I'm putting up is not for any pills. I'm putting up account where you have someone did to enter a contest with your information.
Oh, and they charging you $59 to enter a damn contest?
No, ma'am. The $59.92 was for when they entered the contest. It told them in the term and conditions that they would be enrolled in an app that focused on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carbs. That $59.92 is for that app.
So how do I cancel that?
I can get this account canceled. I can get that account canceled on this end.
She said she's gonna get it canceled on that end.
Okay, I got this account canceled on this end.
That's what you're supposed to sign up through Dix, and you're supposed to win a free cooler that you put on your back. It wasn't supposed to be no contest. They supposed to gave you the cooler that you put on your back. And then at the end of the thing, they end up charging you for $59 for an app.
Did you give you your credit card, your debit card number?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I guess so. That's why I keep getting fraud, huh?
Yeah, someone used your information and put it in.
That's what my daughter said to me. Stop ordering stuff online.
Okay, I got that account canceled for you, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Do I need a confirmation number or something?
I'm pulling up the confirmation number right now.
I just lost $60. It's okay.
No, it's not okay.
I know it's not, but...
Is she going to give it back to you, she said?
No, I guess not. Is I'm gonna get a refund my $60?
I can check on that for you, ma'am. Just a second. I'm canceling your account.
Okay. She said she could check on it.
Your account is canceled. Your confirmation code is C92085491. And I was checking with my manager on that refund that you asked me for, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she did approve a... Okay, let me make sure I'm doing this right. Just a second. She did approve a $54.92 payment back to your account.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be back in your account for within 3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5 business days?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Kyle. Customer support.
Thank you.
All set.